If you want the rainbow, you got to put up with the rain. I have been getting, on average, one collage a day from my collaging student, who is using collaging to keep her the site capacity open, and she is succeeding famously. She has been becoming intensely curious of the structure of the universe that can be demonstrated in mathematics, in geometry, on faces, on famous paintings, sculptures. At the same time I am rereading a book I read years ago about 92 laws of nature, Richard Koch, the 80-20 principle and 92 other powerful laws of nature, the science of success, that reanimated my fascination with how things work. Now, so far, so what? Right? But here is the next thing that happened that was an encroach, of course encroach, for me, but will be a surprise to you, my freestyle game, the way I play has suddenly changed. I've been seeing patterns, but it's been nothing compared to how I see patterns, repeating patterns after I have been imbibing on these collages and on this book. The game has become a graceful dance, things fall into place. And the only reason I hadn't noticed, because I didn't feel the music that has been in all, through all, even in empty spaces in the universe. I am not exaggerating. So can you have the same thing? For yourself? I think you can. So how? Will reading that book, looking at those collages do it for you? Not quite, but close enough. What you need to have is this. You have to have your site opened. And then you have to keep it open. You won't see much during the 14 days it takes to keep the capacity become innate, or organic. The goal in those 14 days will not be seeing, it will be looking. After some time you'll start seeing, and seeing more and more. Stuff that you have never been able to see. Things that even when someone pointed them out, didn't seem to be there. The sticky point is the 14 days. Unless you are looking, looking consistently, looking at things you normally don't look at, don't look for, the capacity will not stay on. When it turns off, for non-looking, your 14 days start from day one again. I have found that the easiest way to keep the looking on is by being taken on a journey by the 66-day program. Finding the principles in each day's audio, writing them down, and answering the questions about you and your life. One day is work in a day. Doing a marathon session to get to the end of it is fool's paradise. Do today's work today, and worry about tomorrow's work tomorrow. One of my students suggested that he would look at his son's face, or his wife's face, or his own face in the mirror. Not enough. Not enough, because you can do that for a minute and then your attention wander. And the DNA says you don't mean business. Nothing in this business of self-growth is cheap, easy, and a walk in the park. Another student has been mining the depths of her past, while she is doing other things. Sorry, you need to look outside of yourself. Emotionless if it is possible. You have too much self-interest to really look. So you are selectively looking. And the capacity won't even stay on a day. But doing the 66-day process as it needs to be done can do the trick. It has an added advantage. It will teach you, about people, about life, about money as well. So you will see when you look. If you are utterly and profoundly ignorant, even if the sight stays on, what you'll see is a very narrow interpretation of life, and not what is there. But even then, you'll be able to be a whole lot more astute than you have been, a whole lot more accurate, so that your behavior can change as well. For example, my students who like to start big, we'll start seeing that in the universe everything starts small. All things start out small. If you have a need to start out big, you are, most likely a serial failure. Because you are out of sync with nature. But even if you start small, unless you have the sight, you won't know that in nature things want to grow. And you hold it back, remaining small, and blame others for it. Go to step 2. Go to www.yourvibration.com/1/the-sight.